Pippi Longstocking by Astrid Lindgren. Read by Sandy Toksvig. Pippi moves into Villa Villa Coola. On the edge of the tiny little town was an old garden all overgrown. In this garden was an old house, and in that house lived Pippi Longstocking. She was 9 years old, and she lived there all alone. She didn't have a mum or a dad, and that was actually quite nice, because there was nobody to tell her to go to bed just when she was having the most fun, and nobody to make her take cod liver oil when she would rather eat sweets. Pippi had a dad once, and she liked him ever so much. She had a mum too, of course, but that was such a long time ago she couldn't remember anything about it. Her mum had died when Pippi was a tiny, tiny baby who lay in her cot and screamed so horrendously that no one could go near her. Pippi thought her mum was up in heaven looking down on her little girl through a peephole, and Pippi often waved to her up there and said, "Don't worry, I'll be all right." Pippi hadn't forgotten her dad. He was a ship's captain and sailed the great oceans. And Pippi had sailed with him until the time he blew overboard in a huge storm and disappeared. But Pippi was absolutely certain he would come back one day. She didn't believe he had drowned at all. She thought he had washed ashore on an island in the South Seas and become the island king and was walking around all day with a golden crown on his head. "My mum is an angel and my dad is a South Sea island king. Not every child has such special parents, you know," Pippi always said, sounding pleased with herself. "And as soon as my dad can build a boat, he'll come and fetch me, and then I'll be a South Sea island princess. What a time we'll have! Tra-la-la!" Many years ago, her dad had bought the old house that stood in the garden. He had planned to live there with Pippi when he got too old and doddery to sail the oceans any longer. But then, of course, that annoying thing happened when he was blown into the sea. So, while she was waiting for him to come back, Pippi went straight home to Villa Villa Coola. That was the name of the house. It stood there, ready and waiting, with furniture and everything. One beautiful summer's evening, she said goodbye to all the shipmates on her dad's boat. They were so fond of Pippi, and Pippi was fond of them. "Cheerio, lads," Pippi said, giving each and everyone a kiss on the forehead. "Don't worry about me. I'll be all right." She took two things with her from the boat. A little monkey called Mr. Nilsson, a present from her dad, and a big travel bag full of golden coins. The shipmates stood on the deck and watched Pippi walk away until they couldn't see her any more. She strode on with Mr. Nilsson on her shoulder and the travel bag in her hand and didn't look round once.
"A remarkable child," said one of the shipmates, wiping a tear from his eye as Pippi disappeared into the distance.
He was right. Pippi was a very remarkable child. And the most remarkable thing about her was her strength. She was so spectacularly strong that in the whole wide world there was no one as strong as she was, not even a policeman. She could lift up a whole horse if she wanted to, and she did want to. She had her own horse that she had bought with one of her gold coins the very same day she came home to Villa Villa Coola. She'd always longed for a horse of her own, and now she had one. And he lived on the veranda. But when it was time for Pippi's afternoon coffee, she picked him up and put him in the garden with no problem at all. Next to Villa Villa Coola, there was another garden and another house. In that house lived a dad and a mum with their two sweet little children, a boy and a girl. The boy was called Tommy, and the girl was called Annika. They were two very polite and well-behaved and obedient children. Tommy never bit his nails, and he always did as his mum told him. Annika never argued when she couldn't have her own way, and she was always very neat in her well-ironed cotton dresses, which she was careful not to get dirty.